Welcome to the Doing Some Life podcast. So today I wanted to talk about the new Toy Story film, actually, because I went to watch that the other day and I am a massive, massive fan of Toy Story. So yeah, right, you know what's weird? I read a thing on Facebook that people are claiming that Toy Story 4 is racist and is sexist and is anti-feminist or something. So I don't know where that came from. I've seen that film and I didn't certainly didn't think it was any of those things at all. It's actually, I think it was brilliant. It was a cinematic masterpiece, and actually, I think it's wasted on children, to be quite honest. Yeah, we went to the cinema to watch it, obviously, because it's only in the cinema at the minute. And we went during the day, like during a weekday, it's like a Monday or something like that. And there was more adults in there than there was children, obviously, because they should be at school, right? There's a few like younger kids, the ones that aren't like at school age yet and stuff like that. But yeah, it's actually like it's like an adult viewing of Toy Story 4. I'm always like, I always get a bit like nervous about going to these things because you think it's gonna be full of little kids and they're all gonna be like kicking off because they get bored of sitting still. And I think, oh, they're gonna ruin it. But actually, there's about three kids in there, and they were just quiet all the way through, so it was perfect. Yeah, the actual film itself though was fantastic because everyone said like before I went and said, oh, it's really sad and it'll make you cry. And you know what? The end was sad actually. I'm going to try and review this film without giving too much away because if you've not seen it, you've got to watch it. If you're not interested in watching it, then fair enough, whatever. But yeah, the end is sad because all the toys now, obviously, Andy's grown up and he's gone to college or university. I can't remember which college, I think. And all the toys are now with a little girl called Bonnie. From Toy Story 3, it carries on from there, and basically, she goes to her first day. Excuse me. She goes to her first day at nursery and makes a like a fork toy out of a plastic fork, which, of course, with it being Toy Story. It comes to life and basically Woody then feels responsible to look after it. But this fork is insistent that it's rubbish, or as it says, trash. It's trash. And is always trying to put itself in the bin, and Woody's always having to try and stop it from throwing itself away. And then basically they're in a camper van, is what we call in the UK, camper van. And they basically, it jumps out the window, Woody goes after it, and they end up at a antique shop. That's what I'm looking for, antique shop. And there's basically an evil doll that's got ventriloquist dummies working for her that basically wants Woody's voice box, so because hers was broken from the start, and she basically wants to be able to talk so she can get this little girl's attention, so this little girl take her home and blah blah blah. So yeah, so they so basically they find themselves in trouble with them, Woody tries to save the fork, which is unsuccessful to start with. Then he gives in and lets the girl, or the doll, should I say, take his voice box out so she can have hers fixed. And then the fork basically learns that he's not rubbish and that he's now a toy. And then basically the rest of the movie is basically trying to get the fork back to Bonnie. As I describe it, I realise it's sad. I'm not making it sound great, I've got to be honest, but it's for you to watch it. I think that's the key thing, is for you to watch it and judge for yourself. But I mean, the sad bit at the end, basically Woody and Bo Peep become lost toys apparently, and they go and live on their own, basically. It's the key thing there, and that's what's sad about it, because all the other toys stay with Bonnie in the camper van and they go off and have a nice holiday. But Bo Peep and Woody stay at like this fair, and that's sort of where it ends, really. I mean, it's a 2-hour film. I've summed it up in 6 minutes 41, but it's just an overview, give you an idea. Someone I spoke to the other day, I was saying how good it was and that, and they was like, "Oh, I don't really like Toy Story films." I was like, what? How can you not like Toy Story are the best Disney films. Disney are the best franchise of films. Therefore, Toy Story is the best of the best. Now, tell me again that you don't like Toy Story 4. So I went to watch that the other day and absolutely loved that. I want to go and see the new Aladdin film that's got Will Smith. I think that's going to be our next thing to go and watch, actually, because I mean, I love Will Smith anyway. Will Smith, for me, I think Will Smith is brilliant. But to have him as the genie, I think that's genius. And I'm really, really keen to watch that. Everyone's saying how funny he is, and I'm really keen to watch that. Obviously, the perfect scenario would have been, for them to make Aladdin and to actually be able to have Robin Williams play the genie, because obviously he did the voice for it for the cartoon or the animated movie, whatever you want to call it. So to have been able to have had him would have actually been, brilliant. But obviously, Robin's no longer with us, and and that, it's a shame. But I think Will Smith is a really good substitute for Robin. I can't see that there'd be anyone better to play the genie. Don't know, maybe. So that's my next thing I want to watch, and once we have, I will review that, because I'm looking forward to that, and I'm hoping we're gonna get out to watch that in the next week or so, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Seeing the new, what was it, new Lion King is coming out as well, so we'll have to go and watch that as well. Go and review that. So yeah, Toy Story 4, go and watch it. And be prepared to just have a little, not a full-on cry, not a full-on cry, no one dies, but just a tear, just a tear. Be prepared to have a tear, I suppose. Thanks for listening. Please like the Facebook page, just search Doing Some Life, and follow me on Instagram, just search Doing Some Life, and subscribe on YouTube, just search Doing Some Life, and follow me, subscribe on whatever you're listening to this on, and I will catch you next time. Cheers. Ta-da!